currently the national budget to fund the health system in the country is very low. This has been our advocacy to the national government through the parliament, because in every year before approval of any financial budget for the country, they call first members union to be part of the public hearing of the budget. And we have been advocating through that meeting to increase the budget for the health from the 2%, about 2%, to 15%.
We are getting a report from Mvolo County in Western Equatoria State, where residents of the county are calling on the national and state ministries to send a doctor to the area, because according to the residents, they have no doctor, and most of their loved ones are dying as they
were. In the country, South Sudan is a new country in the world, having a very few number of doctors. We have medical officers, some specialists, and then sub-specialty doctors. But in general, the number is very few compared to the population of the South Sudan and then the vast area of the country. We have some good number of medical officers. In general, we have around 500 doctors in the South Sudan, according to our statistic of the South Sudan Doctors Union. But when you look at the country is huge, it's big in geographically, and some areas which are not covered with the proper health infrastructure, that we say the secondary health level. We only have secondary health levels at the level of the state. But when we go down to the counties, when from county we go to the Fayam, there's a lack of this high level of health care services.
How many medical schools are there in the country training and, if you like, producing doctors for the population? I mean, 500 doctors per a population of like 11 million, that's like a drop of water in the desert.
Yeah, currently we have three government medical schools in the country. That is Juba University, Kwazulu University, and then Upper Nile University. But in addition to that, we have some of our students, they go outside the country abroad to obtain this medical study. Currently, the government of Ethiopia, they are supporting us on every year, sending some of our students to universities in Ethiopia. Also Kenya, Uganda, modern countries are supporting us in graduating some numbers of medical students.
Talk to me about how much a doctor is paid in South Sudan. I mean, I'm talking of a doctor who is working at a government hospital. How much is he or she paid per month?
Currently, the doctors under the Ministry of Health, if it is national or state level, the payment is very, very little compared to the living cost. In the country, we have inflation this time around. For example, the Board State Hospital budget, they are striking about the payment of around 700 USD per month. So we are not having enough support in terms of the human resource for health. Most of the time, it is the donors and then some other organizations that are funding the health.
What is the Doctors' Union doing, the South Sudan Doctors' Union doing, to address these challenges, ranging from low pay, very few number of doctors, and, dependence on aid organizations to supplement the work of the state and health ministries? What is the union doing to mitigate these challenges?
Yeah, union is a non-profit, non-governmental body. For us, we use advocacy to raising our voice to the government in the official channels. For example, as I told you, in any public hearing for financial budget, we participate in that meeting and we raise our voice. And also, in terms of some of these donors, when they come, they call us for some orientation meeting. We also raise our voice through those channels.